They have. They have given up some yards running the ball, but I really think with this new coach they have in there, they've shown some good things up front. They've definitely changed on defense. Their personality has definitely changed. They lost some key guys, but they still got, you know, they're big horses in there. You know, they got Sue, they got 50 on my side. So they got some guys in there that can play ball. So we got to make sure that we go out there and execute and do our job, and we'll be all right.
It's a little unusual. You rotate four guys in. You know, that's not something you're used to having four different running backs.
Yeah, I think it's something that's different, but I think it's something that shouldn't affect the offensive line. We got to go out there and make sure that we're blocking up plays the same way, and the running back's got to make sure that they get used to us up front and the way we block things. It's something that we have to get right, and it's something that it could definitely propel us these next four games. We get the running game going. With the passing game we have, I think it'd be a scary combination, and we definitely are looking forward to getting it going this week.
Their defensive front, Justin, when you stick a guy like Sue, a franchise guy who got the kind of money he got, they're building it from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams build from the edges because they want the pass rusher first.
Well, they had the pass rushers already. If you looked at Cam Wake, who's a monster, they got 50, who's on IR. They got 50, who's a very, very, very underrated player. I think he's watching him on film. If you watch him against Dallas, against Tyron Smith, people think it's probably one of the best left tackles in football. He made him look silly at points, and he made some really good plays. So I think you can't underrate anyone on this defense, and they got some guys that can get after the passer, then obviously up the middle, like you said, with Sue.